It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Pete Davidson called ex-fiance Ariana Grande a sick genius for telling the world he's well endowed. In June, while they were still together, Grande said on Twitter that the Saturday Night Live star is like 10 inches. Davidson joked on stage Tuesday, "Why would she tell everyone that I have a huge blank so that every girl who sees it for the rest of my life is disappointed?" Davidson also said that he'd never been told the same thing by other partners, alluding to his past relationship with Cassie David, Larry David's daughter. An audience member said that he talks a good amount about Ariana Grande in his set. She said he also talked about Thank You Next for the first time and said that the first time that he heard the song, he was backstage at SNL in a clown outfit. He also told several stories about living with his mom, who he moved in with after leaving Ariana Grande's place, and even said that he goes to parties with his mom now.
Get a mom. Get a girl. Hey, why are you making out with my mom, dude? That's weird. What are you doing?
Kate Hudson is taking a genderless approach when it comes to raising her baby daughter, Rainey Rose. The actress, who also has two sons, was asked about the differences between raising boys and girls, and she said there's definitely a difference. I think you just raise your kids individually regardless, like a genderless approach. Her and her husband, Danny Fujikawa, I don't even know. They welcomed their daughter late last year, but I think it's weird because she did a gender reveal party and like posted up until her daughter's birth how excited she was to have a baby girl, but now she's like, I think you should raise your daughter genderless or your kid genderless, but I don't know. It's not making sense. So I don't know if she changed her mind or what. The father of YouTube stars Ethan and Grayson Dolan died over the weekend, and the sons are asking fans not to treat his funeral as a meetup. Sean Dolan died on Saturday at the age of 50 after a 2.5-year battle with cancer. The twin brothers requested fans not attend their dad's funeral in New Jersey after the hashtags Sean Dolan meetup party and Sean Dolan funeral party appeared on social media. That is messed up.
Now, who are those? Because I never heard of those people.
Massively famous YouTube stars.
What do they do?
They are just, they're YouTube stars. So they make YouTube videos, they vlog, they meet up with other like YouTube famous guys. They do like some like modeling. They're just social media influencers.
They're identical twins, and I think they got big on Vine because they're like really good looking.
They're like 19, majorly
hot. Gorgeous.
All right.
Gorgeous.
Okay,
look
ladies.
Up Ethan and Grayson Dolan if you don't know
hey,
who they are.
Hey, what do you mean
are.
Ladies? I'm not a lady.
And the funeral home says, by the way, that cops and private security will be at the parlor during the wake, so don't even try them.
It's going to be like Weekend at Bernie. So he's going to grab their pop.
And I've got more proof for you that Tupac is alive. Suge Knight's son, Suge J. Knight, claims that Tupac is alive and is working on new music.
Yeah.
He recently posted it on Instagram, "I got Pac in the studio. New music coming. This ain't a joke." Suge J. then made another post asking for the hottest producer to work on the project. However, he did not include any information on how to get in contact with him. Last year, Suge claimed Tupac was still alive and living in Malaysia.
So do you think he's still alive, Alex?
Yes.
He's dead. Let the man rest in peace.
I think he's alive, too.
Hey, you said they tried to contact the hottest producer. They didn't contact me.
Coming up in less than an hour, a huge... Listen. Cut the music. This is important. A huge expose exposing a Hollywood pedophile dropped yesterday. I have been telling you about
goodness.
This. I have been telling you about this for over a year. Nobody believed me. Now, finally, people are talking about it. Finally. I am so excited to have this conversation with you to expose this POS. That's coming up less than an hour.
I question, and somebody's obsessed with certain things. Like, I feel like Alex is obsessed with murder and pedophilia.
Because I think it's important to talk about, to get it out there so we can stop this problem and get rid of the stigma around it.
Okay.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Have you ever loved someone that you couldn't have? If so, call us right now. We'd love to talk to you. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Daria's on hold to talk to us next for Ask Alex, and she needs some major advice, and she needs it pretty quick. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.